Hi, this is Kane, and you're listening to Emotions miniseries number 16. In 15, we discussed how all decisions are emotional, and if we want to accomplish something, if we really desire something, we need to start with the emotions. In other words, we need to find our why before we focus on the how. There's a couple of good reasons for this. One, the stronger our why is, the easier our how becomes. And more importantly, if our why is not strong enough, we will always look for an easier how. What that means is, instead of sticking with one method, the next method that comes along that looks shiny, that looks like it might work, that looks like it might be easier, we're going to jump ship and move on and try that method instead. So instead of sticking with one method and completing all 10 steps and actually getting the result that we want, we end up trying 5 methods and taking only 1 or 2 steps and getting 0 result. So it's really important that we find our why. How do we do this? Well, it's going to sound a little silly, but the easiest way to find your why is to ask why. What I mean by that is, when we desire something, we need to ask why we desire it. And keep on asking why, whatever the answer is, we repeatedly ask why, until we get down to the root motivational emotion. Historically, these root driving emotions were related to survival and reproduction. But for the most part today, our societies and economies are abundant enough that those are pretty much taken care of for most of us. Most of us don't have to worry about that sort of primal survival. So instead, we start taking care of our higher needs. We rise above the needs of our body and begin to take care of the needs of our minds and our spirits. Usually, what we find is that the root motivating factors at that level are certainty, variety, significance, connection to others or love, growth, and contribution. So we're going to look at our desire and ask why until we get some sort of emotional answer, most likely related to one of those 6 that I just mentioned. So quick example, let's say we desire $1 million. We're going to ask why. Why do I want $1 million? Well, maybe it means that I can pay off my debt and still have a whole bunch of money left over. Okay, so why do I want to pay off my debt? Well, maybe it bugs me, it makes me worry all the time, and I want all that money left over so I can feel financially secure. Ah, now we're getting somewhere. We're starting to touch on a little bit of emotion. Elimination of worry and feeling safe and secure. Well, that sounds a lot like certainty. But we can move even further, we can chase it even further, and continue to ask why. So why do we want to be worry-free and have this security? Well, perhaps I have a family and I'm raising children. And that security means I know that I can feed them, or I can provide for their needs, and make sure they grow up in a supportive and nourishing environment. So we're really touching on another emotion now. Love. Or maybe that security means that I can pay off my parents' mortgage. My driving motivational emotion is contribution then. So you see, every time we ask why about our desires, we can chase it down to a root motivational emotion. So now instead of just thinking about, I want $1 million, I want $1 million, I want $1 million, we can think, I want $1 million so that I can provide my kids and express my love for them, or so that I can contribute to my family, or so that I can fulfill whatever I discovered my root motivating emotion was. Then, when we go and try a method for getting our desire, we become much less likely to give up along the way. Because the moment we consider giving up, it's not, I'm walking away from $1 million. It's, I'm giving up on feeding my children or sending them to school. Or I'm giving up on giving back to my parents and relieving their stress. So remember, keep asking why until you get down to an emotional response. That is your big why. The stronger your why is, the easier it is to get what we desire. And if our why isn't strong enough, we'll always look for an easier how and never create what it is that we want. So keep asking why and find your why.